الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم النبيين. It is mentioned in the books that the pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, would wait for the blessed month of Ramadan, the month of worship, spiritual training, blessings and mercy, 6 months prior to its arrival. Similarly, the renowned spiritual guide and leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Al-Qadiri, Damat Barakatul Aliyah, regularly supplicates to meet Ramadan with health and well-being with the words, Allahumma balighna Ramadana bi sihatin wa afiyah. O Allah Almighty, allow us to reach Ramadan with health and well-being. Last year, the weekly booklet department, a sub-department of Dawat-e-Islami's Al-Madinatul Ilmiya, released a publication called Memories of Ramadan, which was a collection of Amir Ahli Sunnah's writings from Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, the second part to this, Memories of Ramadan Part 2, which is based on memories from last Ramadan, 1444 AH, has now been published and is before you. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatul Aliyah, would write down a pearl of wisdom, such as a hadith or a statement of a pious predecessor every day and give it to an Islamic brother. Alhamdulillah, in this manner, a reminiscence of Ramadan was preserved in written format. Like the first part, the same manner has been adopted in this second part, where the page number is the same as the date of Ramadan. Some of the writings have been amended, but all the points are different from those mentioned in the first part. Additionally, links to short clips of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatul Aliyah, discussing rulings have been given in QR code format on each page. These can be scanned, allowing one to learn Islamic rulings regarding a range of topics in question and answer format. May Allah Almighty accept this booklet in His court and make it a means of forgiveness without accountability for us. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When Ramadan would arrive, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would recite this supplication. Allahumma sallimni min ramadana wa sallim ramadana li wa sallimhu minni. Translation: O Allah, preserve me in Ramadan, make Ramadan a safeguard for me and allow it to pass over me with safety. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. First Ramadan, precautions regarding sehri and other important rulings. Enduring hunger and thirst and remaining awake at night is easy, but curing bad character is very difficult. Second Ramadan, concerns of the public regarding nullifying the fast and their answers. Combing the beard after ablution removes poverty. Third Ramadan, incorrect notions among the public in relation to ablution. Harms of debt. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, debt is a defect in religion. The pious predecessors rahmahumullah said, the stress of debt ruins the intellect. Fourth Ramadan, incorrect notions among the public in relation to fasting. Sayyiduna Ar-Rabi bin Khuthaym rahmatullahi alayhi once asked his students, do you know what the illness, medicine and cure are? We do not know, they replied. He rahmatullahi alayhi said, illness is sin, its medicine is repentance and seeking forgiveness, and the cure is that one makes such sincere repentance from sins that he does not return to them again. Fifth Ramadan, concise answers to important questions regarding Taraweeh. Alhamdulillah, it is around 1:45 a.m. on the sixth night of Ramadan, and I have just finished Madni Muzakara. I have mentioned this hadith today as well. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, procrastination by a wealthy person in repaying debt is oppression. Sixth Ramadan, misconceptions of the public regarding the prostration of recitation. Virtue of the supplication of iftar. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, O Ali, when you fast during the month of Ramadan, recite this supplication. Allahumma laka sumtu wa alayka tawakkaltu wa ala rizqika aftartu. And the reward equal to that of all fasting people will be recorded for you, and there will be no reduction in their reward. Seventh Ramadan. Some short but important rulings of prayer. Who is pious? Sayyiduna Bakr bin Abdullah al-Muzani rahmatullahi alayhi states, a person cannot be pious until he avoids anger and greed. Sallu al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Eighth Ramadan. Common misconceptions about ghusl. A remedy to reduce sadness. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi said, the one who keeps his clothes clean, his sadness will decrease, and the one who applies perfume, his intelligence will increase. The second Blessed Friday of Ramadan. Ninth Ramadan. Common misconceptions about prayer. Say no to April Fool's Day. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, it is major treachery for you to speak to your brother about something in which he considers you truthful whilst you are lying to him regarding it. 10th Ramadan. Common misconceptions about zakat. Blessings of sending salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan's brother Maulana Hassan Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi ma states, salat is the glimmer of the mirror of faith and the medicine for incurable diseases. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. 11th Ramadan. Common misconceptions about congregational prayer. Avoid the sin of having a bad opinion of others. It ruins relationships in the world. It is mentioned in Qut al-Qulub that Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu said, bad assumptions cause friends to become distant. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. 12th Ramadan. Common misconceptions about purity and impurity. When someone asks for forgiveness, you should forgive them. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, no one forgives another except that Allah increases his honor. 13th Ramadan. Common misconceptions about funeral prayer. Virtue of mentioning the righteous. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, ذِكْرُ الصَّالِحِينَ كَفَّارَةٌ. A mention of the righteous is an expiation for sins. I love the month of Ramadan. 14th Ramadan. Common misconceptions regarding important matters of Islam. Blessed birth of Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu. 15th Ramadan. Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu said, indeed the greatest wisdom is piety, and the greatest foolishness is sin and immodesty. 15th Ramadan. Common misconceptions about marriage. Desiring praise is disruptive for the worldly life and your hereafter. 16th Ramadan. Common misconceptions about cleanliness. Sayyiduna Aisha radiyallahu anha stated, when a person feels shame over a sin, Allah Almighty forgives him even before he repents. 17th Ramadan. Some short, important rulings about itikaf. Those who feel pride due to their acts of worship, their beauty, or their wealth are mistaken, for it is Allah Almighty who has granted all these things. He can take them back whenever He wills. 18th Ramadan. Common misconceptions regarding divorce. Reciting prophetic odes is an excellent act of worship. A reciter of prophetic odes must be free of love for fame and wealth, and he should have good character. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. 19th Ramadan. Common misconceptions about Hajj. Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi alayh states, the Muslim who has desire and passion to gain Islamic knowledge will die upon faith. Ah, farewell to the third of forgiveness. Farewell. 20th Ramadan. Common misconceptions about Sadaqat al-Fitr. Not speaking and feeling regret is better than speaking and feeling regret. And not eating and feeling regret is better than eating and feeling regret. 21st Ramadan. Common misconceptions about Friday prayer. Laughing in the masjid is prohibited as it causes darkness in the grave. There is no harm in smiling if it is appropriate. The fourth blessed Friday of Ramadan. 22nd Ramadan. Common misconceptions about reciting the noble Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. O Allah Almighty, only a few fasts of Ramadan remain. O Lord, may we be granted freedom from the fire of hell. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. 23rd Ramadan. Common misconceptions about Salat al-Tasbih. An Arabic proverb. Man huwa nasihuka khayrul laka mimman huwa madihuka. The one who advises you is better for you than the one who praises you. Ah, farewell Ramadan. 24th Ramadan. Common misconceptions about paradise. Saying of Sayyiduna Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayh, humbleness is that when you leave your home, you consider every Muslim you meet to be better than you. Ah, farewell Ramadan. 25th Ramadan. Common misconceptions about missed prayers. The one who attains resounding success in a worldly test is not worthy of being envied. In reality, the one who is worthy of admiration is the one who is successful in entering paradise. Ah, Ramadan is departing and leaving us in anguish. 26th Ramadan. Some short, important rulings about fasting. If a person has as much fear about concerns in the hereafter as he has about worldly concerns, then with the mercy of Allah Almighty, he will be protected from both of them. How sad, how sad. Farewell, O month of Ramadan. Farewell. Ah, Ramadan. 27th Ramadan. Some short, important rulings about fasting, part 1. The final prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, seek assistance for success in your needs through secrecy. For every person who possesses a blessing is envied. Farewell, O month of Ramadan, farewell. 28th Ramadan. Some short important rulings about fasting, part 2. Saying of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, deprived is the one who witnessed Ramadan but was not forgiven. For if he was not forgiven in Ramadan, then when will he be? Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. 29th Ramadan. Some short important rulings about fasting, part 3. May you be blessed on the farewell Friday of Ramadan. O Allah Almighty, the last Friday of Ramadan has arrived. O Lord, may we be granted freedom from the fire of hell. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Farewell, farewell, O month of Ramadan. 30th Ramadan. Some short important rulings about fasting, part 4. Eid Mubarak. Eid is not for those who wear nice clothes, eat fine food, and enjoy themselves. Rather, Eid is for those who repented out of fear of being taken to account by Allah Almighty, adopted the path of piety, and distanced themselves from sins. تقبل الله منا ومنكم. May Allah Almighty accept pious deeds from you and us. First, Shawwal. Common misconceptions about Eid. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد.